4:53. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line. I don't even have to call it the SACL toll-free call-in line tonight because...
it's my toll-free line.
That's right. I've got Jason Osborne in the studio.
And Wayne.
And so give us a call on the Jason Osborne toll-free line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. First, though, we have... a little lady called Emily Davis on the line here. Emily?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Excellent. Board up, could you pot her up just a little bit, please? So, as I understand it, you have a CD out. And, Jason, tell us why this CD is special.
Because it's awesome. And I am a huge fan of Emily, and I thought I'd throw my weight around a little bit here tonight and get Emily on the line with us.
She is an excellent artist, but there's something special about the way that she went about getting the CD produced or the tour or something. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. I think she had a brilliant way of promoting and funding her tour. And we talk a lot on Free Talk Live about intellectual property and how people like artists and so forth can make money on their products in a world where they're not suing their customers for copyright infringement and so forth. And
the music industry is blowing up like a big atom bomb, and artists these days have to get to their customers directly. So, Emily, can you describe what you did to us?
Okay. For the tour, there's a really cool website called Kickstarter.com. The idea behind it is that they help fund creativity. That's kind of their little slogan. And okay. It's a fundraising site where people will go and they'll come up with the premise of what they're trying to raise money for. And it's not just music. They have all kinds of things you can raise money for.
Okay.
In that creative vein. And the one that I was raising money for was my tour. And I like how it works because also it's not just people are throwing money at you. You do something for them in return. And so in my campaign, with people, I'd write songs, or I made posters for them that I did little cardboard cutouts and handwrote lyrics and whatnot. And so I would send CDs out and things like that, and it helps raise money, and it's a really cool site, and it helps a lot of people out. So,
how much money did you need to raise to do your tour?
$2,000.
$2,000. And how many stops were you going to have along the way?
I originally I had 15 stops. I had to cancel one because I was in an accident. But
oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
Are you recovered?
Yeah, we're good. It was it was amazing. We crashed into the back of a semi who was braking because he was trying to avoid hitting a dog. And
did you slide up underneath it?
Pardon?
Did you slide up underneath it?
No, he had one of those catch guards, so we got really lucky with that. But
excellent.
Totally demolished our car. So
well,
to be Greyhound, but
that's what guards are supposed to actually do. Is they're supposed to crumple towards the accident. So I'm glad that you're reasonably well. Okay, so 15 stops. Now this $2,000 was really just to get you started. You'd need more than that, but you were going to get ticket sales and
yeah.
CD sales and stuff like
yeah.
that.
So it mainly went to promoting. You had to do a lot of promoting via sending mail out,
gotcha.
Whatnot, and covering that. And
people had to know that you were coming, and you had to promote ahead of time. That makes some sense.
Right.
So $2,000 is what you needed to raise, and this is money you didn't have, clearly. What did you do for different people for sort of different levels? How did they – because, there's a lot of people listening right now. Artists that don't have money are relatively commonplace in the world. So,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's give them some ideas.
Well, they've got – the website actually has a lot of cool ideas, and you can take ideas from other people. But for a $20 donation, I would send them for a $10 donation, they'd immediately get a digital download of the new album that I was releasing, plus three songs that were unreleased on the album that most people won't be able to hear.
Awesome.
And then $20, they get the download and then the CD.
Okay.
$50, they get all of that, and then I made them posters. People who donated $100 would get all of that, plus I'd write them their own song.
Oh, really?
People who, yeah.
Do you write them their own song for $100?
Yeah.
And they get a poster?
Yeah.
Tell me about this poster real quick. Is this something that you printed up, or you said you'd
make
them a poster?
No, I got some markers and cardboard and kind of just attacked it, and whatever song that the person chose or whatever they wanted, I kind of just went along with it and kind of made a concept out of cardboard and markers and whatnot. So
I've got one of them hanging up in my son's room, and it's crazy, wicked cute.
So you think that Emily's one of these emerging artists? I mean, because you're really into these new music. You're always sending me some song or another that I'm supposed to listen to. And you know, I've listened to some of them, and I've got to say some are good, and some I'm not so sure about. Emily, I haven't had a chance on here. He just handed me the CD, and I haven't listened to anything yet. But I'm certainly interested in doing so.
Thank you.
I think a lot of our listeners would be a big fan of Emily. Emily, do you have a website where people can go and stream your album and download or buy it?
Yeah. You can find me on emilydavis.bandcamp.com. I'm a big fan of Bandcamp, and going back to kind of what he said about, I'm not sure who said it, but about artists being able to have people hear their music without doing them or whatever. I love what Bandcamp does. I think it's a really cool site.
Tell me what they do.
Well, lots of people will just kind of do, like, little bits and clips of songs or whatever, and Bandcamp, like, they have the whole song up for streaming, and they do little cool little, you can give people a coupon code, and just all kinds of stuff that's very user-friendly, and I like it a lot, so.
Yep. I mean, you know, people, especially new artists, want to be able to get their music into people's ears as easily as they can, and this is the sort of difference between music that's been produced in the last 5 years and music that hasn't, that's been produced prior to that. The music produced prior to 5 years ago is likely to get you sued for listening to. The music in the last 5 years or so probably won't, because people just want to be able to tour, make music for people, and that kind of thing.
Totally.
Do you think that's why ticket prices have gone up so much with some of the dinosaur bands?
Are you asking me that?
Yes.
Probably, yeah. Because, you know, bands don't make, especially with, like, major CD labels and whatnot, bands don't make much money off their own album sales. They make money off of touring. And so you've got a five-piece, six-piece band who's touring on tour, and they kind of want to be able to support themselves with their music. Then, naturally, I think prices are going to go up because they're not making much off their album sales.
There also seems to be a trend now where a lot of bands are self-publishing. In other words, they're not going through record companies anymore, and they're marketing, if they're big enough anyway. Remember, a few years back, the Eagles did that. They actually sold their album right through Walmart exclusively for the first year and bypassed the record company, and probably did very well, from what I understand.
Emily, do you have any ideas how people might market their new band or whatever, you know, by bypassing record companies?
Honestly, it's really hard. I think, first of all, people who are good enough can probably just do it. But, I mean, we're really cool. It's really, we're living in an age where the Internet is just totally what's carrying music, I think, now. And so the Internet's a great tool for people to use. And, I mean, you know, you come up with, I haven't done this yet personally, but I'd like to come up with a cool idea for a music video and, you know, catches on, something different, some kind of angle you could use. And people like, there's that band, I think they're called OK Go. And they had that music video of theirs that went viral, and they were jumping around on treadmills or whatnot, and that really caught on, and that got they got a lot of notice because of it. So I think that's one thing you can do. You know, just I think I got lucky because I found my niche, because what I write about is stuff that's heavily influenced by a band that I really like called Bad Religion, and I really like the ideas that they put into their songs, social issues and whatnot. And back a couple years ago, I started doing YouTube covers of Bad Religion, not really intending on it was just kind of random. I uploaded one day, and people liked it, so I kept doing it. And it's kind of cool.
Emily,
you know,
that's how I discovered you on the Internet, as your Bad Religion covers. Would you say that that's where a good number of your listeners come from?
Certainly. And I think a lot of them, like, maybe also kind of like my music, because I do have a couple love songs, but that's not the focus of my music, I don't think. I like to write about other things and stuff that, I mean, Bad Religion was a huge influence on me, and they really influenced my way of thinking and my worldview, and so I kind of like the ideas that they have, and I think people maybe like my music because...
Before we run out of time, Emily, there's one song in particular that our listeners are going to want to hear, I think, and I haven't got a chance to listen to it yet because you haven't sent it to me. Are we going to be able to hear that sometime soon?
Oh, the Lysander Spooner song?
That's right. That's the one.
I'm so sorry, but I was planning on tomorrow. I don't work until at night. So
will that be available online for anybody to listen to?
I was going to send it to Jason.
Okay. Well, I'll put it online for people to listen to. We'll plug. Cool.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
I have yet to meet a person who doesn't enjoy and benefit from encouragement. A great example of this can be found in the lives of two talented authors and teachers, C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien. When Tolkien was writing The Lord of the Rings, he became discouraged. Lewis continually encouraged his friend to keep writing. In later years, Tolkien acknowledged how much of a difference Lewis's positive input had made upon him. He wrote, "The unspeakable debt I owe him cannot be fathomed. For a long time, he was my only audience." If you become the chief encourager of the people on your team, they will work hard and strive to meet your positive expectations. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. Here on Free Talk Live, the live Wednesday edition with Mark
Osborne. And Wayne.
That's right. We've got Jason Osborne, the principal of SACL CAI. So when I say it's a SACL CAI call-in line, you can thank Jason.
You're welcome.
So real quick, the time to stand up for freedom is now. The media won't help us. The establishment won't help us. They wish to black us out. Well, let them black this out. On October the 19th, tens of thousands of Americans will be donating to Ron Paul's presidential campaign. Visit blackthisout.com to join them in the fight for liberty and freedom. The fact is that in the presidential race, the thing that matters the very most is funding. The media knows it. The pundits know it. Everybody knows it. And the top-tier candidates are defined by fundraising, and we can make a difference in the Ron Paul campaign by donating on October the 19th at blackthisout.com. This is, this is going to be the day that, what was it, the remember the whatever of November, the Guy Fawkes Day.
The 5th.
The 5th, okay. That was such a big deal during Ron Paul's campaign the last time, and this is going to make a difference. And it has to be a little earlier because just the whole campaigns have moved up earlier. So we had Emily Davis here on the show just a few moments ago talking about her album, Dark Matter. And Jason, I just wanted you to be able to mention whatever about her that you wanted to get out because she made a song for you.
Right, just at the end there. Yeah, we were talking about the songs she had made for different people, and I had her write a song about Lysander Spooner. And when I get that, I'll post that on the Free Talk Live message board.
Cool.
And I got a chance to meet her at one of her shows while she was on tour, and it turns out she's a libertarian, and I was pimping the Free State Project and trying to get her up here.
Yep, we can use attractive libertarian musicians in the Free State Project. There's no doubt about it. What is her website?
EmilyDavis.bandcamp.com.
That's what it was.
And make sure and like her Facebook page, too.
Now, Jason, I didn't have a chance to listen to any of her songs, but how would you describe her music?
I would call it folksy, I mm-hmm. guess. I'm not a big folk listener myself.
I like it when it's witty. Folk music mm-hmm. tends to be more witty than other types of music, and I like it for that reason when it's done that way.
Yeah, this is more serious.
Okay.
But,
well, you know.
There's a lot of songs that really spoke to me. There's one in particular called Our Own Moon. It's kind of about being born ahead of your time. And
it's interesting. Good. All right. Well, check her out at emilydavis.bandcamp.com. So let's go on. Wayne, you've got a story on Ron Paul, who seems to be on everyone's lips these days.
Yes, from thehill.com, Ron Paul says, Federal Reserve is why Americans are protesting Wall Street. Representative Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, said Wednesday that when Americans find out what the Federal Reserve is up to, no wonder they're up on Wall Street raising Cain because they know the system is biased against the average person. Unquote. Speaking at the National Press Club, the presidential hopeful said, quote, the Federal Reserve is bigger and spends more money than Congress does, unquote.
Wow.
With approximately $15 trillion worth of transactions. Herman Cain, another challenger for the Republican nomination, said that he believed the ongoing Occupy Wall Street protests were orchestrated to help President Obama, and denounced the protesters during an interview published by the Wall Street Journal.
You know, it's interesting when you disagree with somebody. Ah, they've got funding. They're from the other side. It's AstroTurf. It's orchestrated, blah, blah, blah. When it's on your side, it is a grassroots populist movement. And, we're here on Free Talk Live. We don't tend to do that. I believe that people are out there doing what they believe that they're doing, most of the time. Now, I'll grant you, when bureaucrats go and testify before, say, Congress or something like that, and they're getting paid for it, especially like local state houses and stuff like that, that really, sticks in my craw because clearly they are AstroTurf, The idea that they're going and getting paid to give an opinion on how they should do their jobs. Do your job. We'll tell you what you need to do. That's what kind of bugs me about it. But anyway, go ahead. I think it's interesting. It's all AstroTurf.
Well, Herman Cain goes on to say, he says he doesn't have all the facts to back it up, but I happen to believe that these demonstrations are planned and orchestrated to distract from the failed policies of the Obama administration, Cain said. Now, Democrats,
the Obama administration is responsible for the nation being dropped into an economic recession, 6 or 9 months before mm-hmm. he took office?
Well, yeah, I think that Bush basically drove the economy into a ditch, and Obama has just stepped on the accelerator, and now it's hanging off the edge of a cliff.
And Bush did the bailouts. I mean,
the initial ones, anyway.
Yeah, all these candidates that want to say that the marketplace can fix these problems, and I think it can mm-hmm. over time. I mean, let's lay the blame where it belongs. Bush and the Republicans believed this thoroughly, that, you know, everybody was calling in saying, don't do these bailouts. As I understand it, they got more calls on this issue than they got in the entire term, his second term, on anything. And as I understand, one senator described it as 50% were no and 50% were hell no. And so, I mean, it was
well over 90% of
but
the
they
people
voted for it anyway. They told the American people, take a long walk off a short pier, and while you do, just stick a broom in your butt, because we do not care what you have to say. We're smarter than you, and we're going to fix this by giving rich people your money.
And they did the same thing with the health care bill, which helps their friends in the medical industry. But what's interesting is what Ron Paul is saying here. I think he's really implying that, you know, people are protesting on Wall Street. Not all of them know why. In fact, I think the other night you read the so-called demands that a group of the protesters
some
had written.
Of them, sure.
But you know what? But out of that list that I heard, I didn't hear one that said abolish the Federal Reserve. But the Federal Reserve is the cause of a lot of the problems that they're basically purporting to solve with their demands.
Sound money is certainly a big issue. I don't think we would have you wouldn't see the business cycle, and frankly, this is part of the business cycle, right, Jason?
That is correct, sir.
That is correct, sir.
I mean, I'm reasonably confident that's the problem. Now, many of the people are there that we've got college loans. We've taken, you know, I can't speak too much to this college loan thing, but I hear it's another bubble, which to me means this is created by the business cycle, which means it's created by money that is not based on something sound.
Sure.
And therefore, we're experiencing a bubble in that area, and they're complaining about being saddled with all this debt and then not having a job to pay it off. And I can understand the complaint, but, you know, I mean, you can complain about being saddled with a house that's worth more than, or, you know, cost you more than it's worth, but you picked that house.
From a macroeconomic standpoint, I think, Jason, tell me if I'm wrong here, the whole college and university complex in this country is a bubble, because it's based on borrowed money, and there's a greater and greater percentage of money that's being borrowed for people to be able to afford to go to college now.
Yeah, well, it's not just the borrowing, it's the artificial incentives that are created to make people do things they wouldn't otherwise do. So, I mean, you can borrow money to go to college, and that's not a bubble, but when they're giving you artificially low and backed loans that the taxpayers are going to have to pay for, then that creates more people going to college than they rightfully should be.
My wife's student loans are 2.1%. Now, I don't know how anybody manages to pull this off, but, I mean, frankly, that's not inflation. You know, she wants to pay off all the debt we have, and I'm like, we're not paying off that. We're making money on that loan.
That's right.
No way! Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older. Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be. Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive. It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's a SACL toll-free call-in line. This is the day 57 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up. The main host of the show, Ian Freeman, has been incarcerated for 57 days now in the Cheshire County Correctional Facility / Religious Retreat, where he is apparently reading books and serving breakfast to his little convicted friends.
And he's sitting with his legs crossed. He's got his palms of his hands up in the air. He's humming. And looking at a picture of Hayek.
That's right.
Hopefully he's at least put some weight on.
Free food, maybe. I mean, he does love free food. There's nothing that guy
he
loves.
He likes free anything.
Yes, he does. He's really that way. So for those of you who don't know, the main host of the show, Ian Freeman, tossed in the clink for 90 days for standing in front of a police car, for taking a woman to jail whom he felt was being taken unjustly. That's what he does for his sort of activism here in the Free State Project, among other things. Of course, produces, what might be the largest pro-liberty radio show in the world. Depends on how you have that metric. But if you found out that all the liberty, the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to one state in order to get active for liberty in whatever way they wanted to, and getting involved in politics and frankly being quite successful at it, civil disobedience, media creation, whatever it is, if you knew they were doing that, would you want to join them? You can.
Yes.
You did. Everybody here in this room has joined and moved for the Free State Project. You can join the Free State Project by going to freestateproject.org and moving to New Hampshire. It's freestateproject.org. I'd encourage you to do so. So, Wayne, we're talking about Ron Paul, what he has to say about the Occupy Wall Street folks.
Yes, Ron Paul had stated that the Federal Reserve is why Americans are protesting Wall Street. Now, of course, we know that that maybe they don't even know why they are fully. They're blaming Wall Street when really Wall Street is sort of just a front organization or a sister organization to the Federal Reserve System. But what's interesting also is that there's been several Democratic lawmakers who were endorsing the protests.
And quite a few unions too,
and a few unions as well, and this is actually this movement is potentially could bring a lot of people together, because for example there was a news conference or something a few days ago where Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, and Nader all got together and came to some common ground, some points that they all agreed on. Mm-hmm. Anti-corporatism, anti-Fed. Honest money. So there were a few things I was very encouraged to see.
Anti-war.
That's an important one. Those are very encouraging. The economic issues, of course, were
by the way, the price tag of the two wars in the last 10 years. I've seen the estimates go as high as $4 trillion at this point. It used to be $3 trillion was what they, but somebody has adjusted it upward. Somebody, I'm sure, with some level of credentiality.
But that doesn't include all the black budget stuff too. Because the Department of Defense is a slush fund, and a lot of politicians and bureaucrats raid that on a regular basis. Same with HUD and a few other agencies. There's a lot of money that gets run dirty through those. And in fact, there was about at least $2 trillion missing from the defense budget between 1998 and 2001. Just missing.
Well, let's not forget that a lot of these vets are coming back with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries and limbs blown off, and these kind of things are extraordinarily costly to treat. So I don't know whether $4 trillion is going to be enough, but that's a huge number. I mean, most folks don't. I can't conceptualize these numbers, and frankly, I guess nobody really can conceptualize these numbers. Anyway, let's go to Andrew in Chicago. We'll get back to this, Wayne.
Sure,
Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Jury nullification. I've recently been kicked for involuntary servitude, and now I have to go serve my time at my local courthouse. And I am just curious where some good resources are that I can learn how to use the legal system.
FIJA.org. FIJA, FIJA.org. And that ought to get you about all the information that you would need about on jury nullification. But to let people know what jury nullification is, it is the 1,000-year right of juries to nullify a law if they feel that for whatever reason that that law is a bad one. And in the application in this particular instance, they can find the person not guilty simply because they think the law is bad. And FIJA.org will give you more information on that right of citizens in the collective as a jury. Mm-hmm. Obviously, an individual citizen has the right to speak their mind, but that only works. It only works in the judicial system as a member of the jury.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Sure.
I enjoy the show. Keep on going.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Andrew. A little bit of advice is, you probably shouldn't be wearing your liberty activism on your sleeve when you are on the jury, if you intend to be picked, because they don't want somebody who has an opinion that perhaps the legal system might be somewhat corrupted.
Yeah, leave your cop block shirt at home.
Yeah. Unless you don't want to be picked, you just want to go there, waste half your morning, going through the process and not being picked. But, I can see why you would not want to go at all if you didn't want to be picked.
Well, you can always wear your Gadsden flag around your back like Superman cape if you don't want to be a jurist, I suppose. But getting back to this issue with Occupy Wall Street, There's a lot of, when a movement gets powerful like this, the bad guys always try to do the political Aikido on it. They want to try to harmonize with it and steer it the way they want. So you're seeing some of the big foundations, some of the big financiers trying to hijack it, ride the wave, so to speak. And that's what people really have to be aware of and vigilant against, because it happened with the Tea Party. The Tea Party got taken over by the Republicans trying to ride the wave into office. And it's no different here. Now, Dennis Kucinich, who is a Democrat and probably the most principled Democrat that's in the House, aside from his little ride on Air Force One with Obama before the Health Care Act was voted on, he said on Monday that he thinks that Ron Paul Ron Paul's there's rumor that Ron Paul has Dennis Kucinich on his short list for cabinet positions if he makes the nomination. But Dennis Kucinich states that Ron Paul and I have worked very closely together on trying to stop these wars, which are a major drain on our nation's morale and our spirit and on our economy. You know, I'm proud to have worked with him, and he's a great American. So, again, I think that this is an enormous opportunity for people on the so-called left, the independents, the anarchists, the libertarians, and even a lot of disgruntled Republicans to come together and to straighten this country out. Because wherever the United States goes, the rest of the world is going down the drain with it.
Yeah, I'm not entirely on board with everything that's being said by some of the folks that are in the Occupy Wall Street movement, but I am on board with a lot of the stuff that's being said by a lot of the people that are in it. Also, there's this Occupy the Fed thing that apparently they're intending to, you know, I guess it's being spearheaded largely by Alex Jones, which, you know, of the things he does, I think that this is a fine one. You know, let's focus people's you know, let's focus them on the Federal Reserve, which I do think is a bigger problem than the Wall Street. Now, Wall Street has a lot of ins. Many companies on Wall Street have a lot of ins into the government, and them using their lobbyists and their influence in order to get what they want is, as far as I'm concerned, it's wrong. It's immoral that they should exercise some kind of more power over the political system than the average person can. The 99%, as they're referring to it as. But if you don't get the Federal Reserve, you haven't solved the problem. And that's one of the things I really do support here.
And actually, when they interviewed Kucinich last week, they asked him about the main problem facing America, and he actually says, well, I guess we could go back to 1913 when the Federal Reserve Act was passed, so he knows about this stuff.
Yeah.
You don't hear a lot of Democrats really talking about the Fed like he does.
Well, here's an interesting article from thinkprogress.org that I want to get to in the next segment. Memo to the media, it's not anti-capitalist to protest an industry that was saved by trillions of taxpayer dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some on the left that have, you know, that truly do get it. 855-450-FREE, SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's an interactive program. We have an interactive website. FreeTalkLive.com is an extraordinarily visited website. It is comparable to many of the major talk shows out there, the top-tier talk shows. And you can control the content to some extent on Free Talk Live. You can go there, you can vote up submissions, vote them down. You can submit things. People will vote up your stuff, vote it down. And in the process, many, many eyes get to see it at freetalklive.com. This is Mark.
And Osborne.
And Wayne.
Call in at 855-450-3733. Talk about what you want to talk about. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a while, you've heard about Bitcoins. Maybe you didn't know how to go about getting them. There's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the U.S., including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Assuming Bank of America keeps its doors open. Once you have bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you can do it over the Internet. It's Internet cash. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, exchangebitcoins.com. So this article from thinkprogress.com, memo to media. It's not anti-capitalist to protest an industry that was saved by trillions of taxpayer dollars. The occupation of Wall Street has now entered its third week, and protesters are spreading like wildfire throughout the country. And it really did get very big over the weekend. Now, mm-hmm. It's piddled out a little bit, but I expect it to come back on the weekend. This is how it goes sort of during the Arab Spring. Everybody protests on Friday. And if Americans keep at this, it will have some kind of effect. I don't know what it is.
And it's spreading to other major cities like Boston and Los Angeles.
Very much so. And D.C. Adam Kokesh did a little video with some of the D.C. folks, which appeared to be the tried and true lefties there, the Reds. As the protests continue to grow, the media is increasingly taking notice, yet many of these media outlets are insisting on referring to the protests as anti-capitalist. Here are just a few examples, and they go through the Washington Post, the Fox News, New York Daily News, Mediaite, which I'm not even referred to, but they referred to them as vaguely left-wing anti-capitalist protesters on October the 1st. Even progressive outlets are referring to the protests as anti-capitalists. This morning, Representative Alan West, Republican of Florida, advanced this meme during an appearance on C-SPAN, which everybody just is into. C-SPAN, you know, it's riveting stuff. West was asked about the protests. The congressman responded that it was wrong for the protesters to be saying they hate capitalism and that the United States would be lost without faith in the free market. There are indeed some anti-capitalist protesters among the people at the Occupy Wall Street. Now, this is where we need to step down real quick. Mm-hmm. Capitalism means different things to different people.
That's right, and the name has been unduly besmirched, I would say primarily by the Republicans, because the Republicans have, in the last 30 years, talked about how great free markets are and capitalism, but yet they've been practicing corporatism. But calling it capitalism. But
the government all along has been calling itself capitalism. Osborne, you have a on your forearm there, you have an anarcho-capitalist tattoo. What do you think about the term capitalist?
I just think of it as the private ownership of property. But mm-hmm. I mean, the word was originally generated as a derogatory, was it not?
That's my understanding.
By Marx. That's correct.
As I understand it, it was, people, the use of capital by businesses or something like that. And I'm not entirely sure what it means to everybody. I think the usage of a word matters. And some people who use the word capitalism mean this crap we have today. Mm-hmm. And if they're referring to capitalism being bad and capitalism being this crap we have today, then I concur with them. I don't necessarily concur with their usage of the term capitalism, but I'm not going to play dictionary, halt monitor here, and that's not my issue. My issue is finding ways that I can relate to somebody and, the things that we can agree upon.
Well, crony capitalism is what we practice today, or a soft version of fascism or corporatism.
Yeah. Mercantilism.
Mercantilism, all those things apply. But the type of capitalism that really was successful in this country was more of a decentralized free enterprise type system, more of an anarcho-capitalistic system that you had back in the 1800s and early 1900s.
So there are indeed some anti-capitalist protesters among the people who occupy Wall Street, just as there are protesters there against the death penalty who want to change combat, combat climate change or any number of other causes, which is the norm at most mass protests. Some of the protesters are even supporters of the ultra-capitalist Representative Ron Paul, Republican of Texas. I'd like you to quickly think back. This is thinkprogress.org, okay? I am reading from an extraordinarily left website, and they're being very, very fair here, and I think that this is what the hoi polloi, that those of us upon whom this whole government apparatus and corporatist apparatus rides, we need to understand that if we keep fighting over the minutiae in this stuff, then and that goes for the left. And the right, and the libertarians, and, whomever. The authoritarians can take a long walk off a short bridge, as far as I'm concerned. But, if we keep on trying to split the hairs over these things, you're not going to, this protest isn't going to take hold in any way. And I think it's interesting. I'm not dying to go out and sleep out in a park someplace in New York City. Not interested in that. But I am interested in seeing where this goes. And I think that politicians really need to understand that whatever's been done before isn't working. And that's what my biggest hope from this is. The actual organizing principle of the going on here, of the demonstrations, is to speak with moral clarity of the economic inequality of our current system. The purpose is not to attack capitalism, but rather an industry whose wealth was guarded to the hilt by government intervention, backed up by trillions of dollars of taxpayer money through programs like the Troubled Asset Relief Program, the near-zero interest Federal Reserve lending, a form of government intervention the banking industry received, but millions of foreclosed on homeowners and debt-laden students did not get.
And who gets to put a lot of that money in their pockets? Well, a lot of the CEOs of the big banks get these huge bonuses based on this money, this big flood of money they get from the government to keep them solvent, and they figure out a way to work the books where they get their bonuses every year.
Right. If these businesses, Osborne, if these banks had been allowed to fail rather than being bailed out and tarped and given the QE1, QE2, QE3 by the Federal Reserve, what would have happened?
I don't really know.
Well, that's what a PhD in economics will get you.
Actually, I have a theory on that. because I see a lot of small to mid-sized banks around that actually made better decisions and were solvent. And what you do by propping up these too big to fail banks is you basically are creating these zombie banks that are competing with the banks that made good decisions that deserve to stay in business.
So it's hard to be in business.
Here's one thing I do know is that by propping up a bad business like that, you postpone the inevitable crash, and it's going to be worse than what would have happened if you just let it happen earlier.
I love it's Hayek and Keynes, and it's this rapping video. And if you haven't seen it, go look up Hayek and Maynard Keynes rap, and you'll see the best darn internet meme out there. Mm-hmm. But they're talking about, Keynes is knocking back drinks, and they're comparing the debt that the government has to drinking. And I think that is a really great example, because if you keep on drinking, you won't get the hangover. It's just postponed. At some point, you'll end up in the hospital from this stuff. And that's really what's happening, is the government just believes it can keep on borrowing and borrowing and making money out of thin air, and that somehow they're never going to have to pay the piper. I mean, let's not forget, it's the Republicans that were debting and spending before Democrats were. Basically, the Democrats haven't been able to raise taxes like they would like to. They would like to tax and spend, but they're not being able to do it. So they're debting and spending in the same way.
Well, back in the 70s, Nixon, a Republican, said, "We're all Keynesians now." And that's so true, that sometimes when you're criticizing the system the way it's been run, it's not really about Democrat or Republicans, because they're both pursuing Keynesian policies. And John Maynard Keynes, for one, hated savers. He wanted people to spend all the money they made.
Yeah.
And he wanted to keep interest rates really low, which screws the savers. And the elderly people who have money saved have to live off their principal and can't live off interest, because Keynes didn't like people living off interest. He was an elitist, and he basically, his whole school of economics was to justify central planning.
Yeah, and the thinkprogress.com is right about this, that if the 99% stays together and isn't fractionalized, they will have an effect on the Wall Street that has wrecked they'll have an effect on the nation that has been wrecked by Wall Street's misdeeds. So,
amen. There you go.
Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. You can call in on Free Talk Live, talk about this, or anything else you'd like to talk about. 855-450-3733.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Tombstone Pizza. With multiple varieties to choose from, there's a Tombstone Pizza that's sure to please your family. What do you want on your tombstone? Family dinner is important, but who says it has to be at the table? When life gets busy and the pressure is on, pull out the good paper plates and settle in for pizza and a movie. It's fun, easy, and memorable for the whole family. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.